Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. It's unmuted. Hello? Anyone there?
Hello?
Yes, this is Charles, Brother Charles.
Hey, Charles, it's Karen.
All right, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Got me a little sleep today.
You did good. Good. That sounds good to me. I heard you was up all night.
Yeah, I was up all night.
Yeah.
Cody, I'm not listening close enough. I know something being told to him. I'm not listening close enough.
I'm sorry. Say that again for me.
I told the preacher man the other day, he said, the Spirit was trying to tell me something. I'm just not listening close enough to pick it up.
Is that what he said?
No, that's what I think.
No, that's, oh, okay.
But
oh, okay.
The sleep kind of just messed up. I wake up tonight, so I do get a little sleep. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning listening, and I just hadn't heard the message yet.
Oh, okay. I'm sure he'll deliver it. You know, though, sometimes it's not on our time.
Right, it's all about his time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's an echo.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
But it's echo.
It is echo in the background, yeah.
You just getting started, and I'm getting ready to... The head back.
You ready to go to sleep?
Something like that, maybe. It's cold,
yeah.
You know, it's cold. Stay under these covers.
Yes, yes.
Y'all got rain out there?
Yeah, I'm not trying to be, you know, but these are the days it's best to have you a significant other and just snuggle.
Right.
See, that's the truth about it, you know. This is the days. Like this here.
I put my little socks on and keep it moving.
Yep. I got my socks on, too.
I know, right? Get those feet warm. You be good for a minute.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Your heat out the bottom,
okay,
of the top of your heat in the bottom of your feet.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
All right, the question is this, one do I want to ask you this?
She got a bad echo.
Mr. Hunter, do you want us to hang up and try it again and call it back? Because it's an echo.
Call back in.
Okay. All right.
Call back in?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, that's better.
But it's still
still make the noise.
No. Yeah, I still hear the noise too.
Yes, I do too.
All right. Well, let me. Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. Question number one. Where did it come from and who started it? Let's have a conversation.
Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, you did.
What are you talking about, though? I'm not sure. I may have missed a part of it.
I was asking a question. This viral that we have in America, is it man-made? Is it God-sent?
That's a very good question.
Brother Hunter, last week, my next door neighbor and I was in the car. He was taking me to the store. And we both come to the conclusion most of the population in the world is in China. And we both agreed, wouldn't be surprised when the truth is finally here. It might be 2 or 3 years later, but it came out the other night, that this was a man-made virus within the population out in China, and it jumped the ocean. Sure enough, you gave me the blog to go on last night, man-made virus. I believe it's man-made. And the guy confirmed what we was talking about last week. And it's like I tell everybody, the devil's doing his job. Might not be the devil, but it's some other fallen angel or some demon out there that's doing his job. That I do believe. And I stand on it to the day I die, that's man-made. And the guy that came on the blog talking the other night, he confirmed it. It's a man-made virus. They made it on purpose. So what does anybody else think about it?
What do you think about it?
What do you think about it, Sister Karen?
You know, I can't say whether or not it's man-made or not.
Okay.
But I do know that nothing happens unless God allows it.
So that's true.
That part, you know, as far as the origination of it, you know, I've heard several and read several different things, and I have not drawn a conclusion. However, I do know that unless God permits it or allows it, it wouldn't happen.
True.
And that's what I say about it. So
you're absolutely right. The Bible bears you out. Satan can't do nothing without permission from God. You have to get God's permission to do anything to mankind. It's bad that you want to do. God gives you permission. Look at Job. Job's the greatest example.
Yeah, that's correct. That is correct. Yeah.
So you talking truth, you talking Bible.
Right. And then the other thing, I'm not sure if the question was trying to invoke a certain thought, you know, to where it is, you know, because it's considered a curse. I'm not sure if that's the direction the question was going in, whether or not it's something that God has allowed because of, you know, the sins of man. Now that would be I would lean to that, you know.
Okay.
But as far as who
Amen.
I'm not sure about that part, you know, but I do know that there are some things that God has said that if we do this, these things happen. If we
do these things,
then these things occur. You know, so as you look in Deuteronomy 28 and you look and you understand the curses part of it, it sure looks like a curse to me. You know,
yes, ma'am.
So,
you're absolutely right. I thought about Deuteronomy too. But now, can I say this here? Can I say something?
Oh, of course. Yes, while we're on here.
One of the most hateful nations is full of hate against the black race. And don't nobody like to hear me talk like this, but it's just the truth. One of the most hateful nations in the world against the black people, especially the black man, is the Chinaman. That's FBI facts. You can see it the way they... I've talked to several people from Asia that's Chinese. And they all told me, say, you want to know the truth? I said, yes, sir. That's why I asked you for the truth. Young Chinese men said, yes, sir. Y'all are tolerated over there, but you're not welcome. And they come to America in our own country and let us know they hate us. So now, is God using the virus to, I don't know, but it's like you, it's a little confusion in it, but then you go back to Deuteronomy, the curses. Is God using them to punish us because it's going to eventually jump the fence and hit black people too?
Yeah.
It don't discriminate. It's showing that. It's just that hatred so much evil towards us today. Kill off some of their people to get rid of us too. I don't know. It's confusing. It's like you said, but it's some truth in it. It's some everything that everybody done voiced so far. It's some truth in it. It's just my opinion about things. You know, from reading and studying and talking to people from Asia that's Chinese, that will tell you the truth. No.
Yeah. I ascend to the higher calling. When I talk about the curses, I think about mankind. I think about when God looks down on the earth. I don't believe he sees different colors and different things of that nature. I think there comes a time when the Bible says that he's not going to, you know, always wink at our sins anymore. You know, and I do believe that among all nations that there are plenteous of sins and plentiness of violations of God's law. And I think that after so long, you know, I just believe that, you know, when you look back in the Old Testament, you know, and you look at where we are now, there's a whole lot of similarities of what happens when nations go against what God says. Sometimes it's immediate, and sometimes it's not. But the only other thing, the parenthesis I would like to add is this, that God's people were protected if they adhere to what he told them to do.
Amen. You're absolutely right. There's blessings in the Bible, in Deuteronomy. So if you continue to serve the one true God, these are the things that happen to you. And the curse coming, so you can turn away from worshiping the one true God. This is what's going to happen. So there's blessings and curses there. And we as a people, as a black people, we turn away from worshiping the one.
A lot of good things that are coming.
Hello, is anybody there?
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. Oh, it's pretty quiet.
Are we able to hear?
Are we able to ask a question or discuss them, or is it the time or?
Yeah, I guess so. I think Mr. Hunt is trying to figure out some stuff, I believe. This is my first
my name
time,
is,
so I don't know.
Okay. My name is Cynthia, and the gentleman that spoke just a few minutes ago about the virus being man-made, and that I, along with you, I'm not quite sure about that yet. I do not put it past man at all. Mm-hmm. Because we, you know, as man have a desire to be God-like. We want to be God,
Amen.
You know. We try
right.
to decide who should stay, who shouldn't go. We try to determine the population. We try to determine the people and all of these different things. So I have not ruled it out, but I do not put anything past man as a whole. The other thing is... I just don't, you know. And the other thing you had mentioned, I wanted to ask you, when you were mentioning about they don't like blacks, I think it was in China you had mentioned, and what I wanted to ask you was, is there any confirmed cases of blacks that the virus has attacked in China, and is it predominantly the black people in China? Because that would narrow it down to make me think, okay, it could be a link between it being blacks specifically targeted.
Well, no, man, it's not. Is that I was telling a young lady on the line last night, the other night, and she's on the line now talking. I said, I've been approached on the internet by Asian women, and they know I'm black, and I put my age out there, and they didn't offer me all sorts of rewards if I just get with them. And then I talk, and I was, y'all want me to become a chaplain. And the reason I ask that, I go on the internet and I research a country. You know, because America's bad enough for the treatment of black men. But the Japanese nation and the Chinese nation, as far as a whole, the men, and that's who run the nations over there, have a hatred for the black man that the European don't have. Their hatred is greater. And like I said, I talked to people that's from there, that was born there, moved here, and asked this question. How is the black man accepted over there? And they told me these exact words in Walmart. I asked several the same day in Walmart. They told me, he said, the truth of you want the truth? I said, yes, sir. He said, you're better off in America. So we tolerate y'all over there, but you're not accepted. Now, this coming from people from there. That's the move here. So that's all you have to go by is what people tell you and what you read official government paperwork. So guess what? I'm still in America. I hadn't moved to China yet to be with some of those billionaire women that's over there that was trying to entice me to get there.
That's interesting. I'm glad you clarified that, because we know, too, part of our history is that the race, the dominant race, I'm going to say, at this time, they have gone to different countries and planted all kinds of stuff, even caused tribes to be against tribes. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
We know that to be true. And in this world, the race that considers themselves to be dominant, they have, in a lot of ways, and on more than one occasion, gotten other people so afraid of them that people tend to want to treat us like they've treated us as slaves.
Amen.
I mean, that's just the honest, good. That's just the truth. They do it. And my thing is that, you know, why would you come over thinking that you can do it? If it wasn't right for them, it's not right for you, and it's not right for my own people to do it to me. You know, because we even go down the line where our own people to do it to us.
Amen.
You know. So if it ain't right from the beginning, what makes you think that it's going to be right for you to come and treat me that way and so on and so forth. But at the same time, they're all standing on all the blood that has been shed by us in the United States of America. They join
Amen.
With us when
Thank
they get things rolling in their community and so on and so forth. And as soon as they take off, it's, hey, forget about you. You
yes.
know what I mean? So I just I'm just surprised, and I'm surprised that, and I just wonder if they have a hatred toward blacks in their country. Is it because somebody has planted the seed that we're all evil and we're all this and that and the other? Is it that we're down there and they don't like it because some of, you know, if you're down there, let's be honest, they're gonna be with the women. The men gonna
yes.
be with the women, and some of the women gonna
Amen.
Be with the men there. And
Amen.
You know, you got that jealousy part too, that you taking all our women. You know,
right?
But that's in every community. Every community has that, you know. And so I just wonder why it would be specifically targeted to us. And is it that they're afraid of the other race, so they automatically go to the next race they think they can boss? I don't know. I was just wondering about that. So I appreciate you answering.
I stay on the internet. And I try to read stuff and look at stuff that's helpful, that helps you get along with your fellow man, and it helps you understand your fellow man in this world. And in India, there is a class difference. The ones that's lighter, that look European, runs the country. The brown-skinned ones, and then there's a darker set that's real dark, darker than us. Gandhi was a brown-skinned in India.
Right.
And now listen to this here. They have their meetings. The light-skinned ones all get together and set aside. The brown-skinned ones in the middle, then the real dark ones is with themselves.
Okay.
And there's a class difference. Like you say,
right.
the ones that look European runs the country. And they all hate each other. They got a saying, the closer you are to white, the better off you are. So the light-skinned ones look down on the brown-skinned ones, and the brown-skinned ones look down on the darker-skinned ones.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, it's on the internet. You can look at it, and they be arguing amongst themselves. And then they come into America. The man that's in charge is the one who they want to look like and be like and gain favor. So they come over here, the life, even the dark ones, treats us like dirt in our own country. The VA hospital is full of them. Light skins, browns, and dark ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they treat us like dirt in our own country, in our own hospital. Trying to gain favor with the ruling class, which is the Europeans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see, and that's what's happening. And a lot of American black bitches will tell you the same story. There was a doctor out there. My first doctor was a dark-skinned Indian. He was dark. He had the prettiest teeth I ever seen, white teeth. But his skin complexion, I ain't never seen an African. And I've seen a lot of different ethnic groups of Africans, was much lighter than him. They were saying if he didn't smile, you couldn't see him, you turned the lights out. That's how dark he was. His name was Dr. Arminius. I had been to that man for 6 months, and he never touched me. And I had an appointment that day to see him, and I just voiced my opinion. I was saying, why I'm out here, the man won't touch me, won't talk to me. And he, an American veteran, rolled up, Hispanic. He lost both his legs in Kuwait over there fighting an unjust war. He said, he won't touch me. And all the Hispanics and all the black men, we all agreed, and they said the same thing I said, he won't touch us. He's above us. But the Europeans said, well, we got no problem with him. I said, you don't. You or he decided to be white to gain their favor. Y'all ain't gonna have no problem. But guess what? When the head man at the hospital found out what he was doing, they fired him. He fired himself, really, by being the way he was, his hatred and his hatred show. And like I'm going to go back to China. China is the same way. Like you said, that seed's been planted because we hold ourselves out there. We want to be the police of the world, and we go into every nation in the world. And we plant these seeds, and the ones that go in, the diplomats of white Europeans, and they go in and plant this seed ahead of time about us. And that's where it starts. It starts with them, and it spreads abroad. You brought up some good points. I said, oh, the lady done studied. She done, when people talk, you can know that they educated themselves, and you are an educated person as far as the race class and the race things that's going on. That seeds been planted well ahead of time by the ruling class, the dominant class, and that's the European. So that disease, that this country virus, we were just two country boys, a black man in a from Mississippi in a country Texas got my neighbor is. Just talking about it, and we both see it, we wouldn't be surprised almost at the same time there's a man-made disease. In the blog I was sent to last night by Brother Hunter, there's a black man hiding out, scared for his life that he'll kill him for exposing the truth. He says man-made. And he'd have been well up in government society, working for secret societies within the United States. And he had not now because he done exposed the truth, so he said, fearful for his life. Black man. And like you see, Paul said, we are born evil, the flesh. But he says this too, say the spirit man can win out over the carnal man, the flesh man, if he let him. If he just stand in Christ, he'll always win out. But then he says this here, is which one you feed the most. You either feed the flesh the most or the spirit man the most. The one you feed the most is the dominant one. Paul says that. And it seems like, I'm not saying all Europeans are that way. I'm not saying that. But it seems like the one that's running the world, they all feed that fleshly side, that evil side of themselves, the flesh. It is just a hatred there, like you say, for the black man. It's a hatred. It's all right for them to be with our woman. I told Brother Hunter this the other week. I said a black man got to fight every ethnic group on the face of the earth for his woman. Every ethnic group on the face of the earth want to be with a black woman. But they're not that black men mess with their woman. They'll kill it. They want to kill us for messing with their women. And I've experienced that, and I'll be 67 years old in a few days. I know what I'm talking about. It's the truth. I've lived long enough and seen things done to other black men and seen things done to me. That bears me out to be the truth. Everybody wants a black woman. Every ethnic group on the face of the earth wants a black woman, but it seems like every ethnic group on the face of the earth wants to kill the black man. That's what I see. That's what I've experienced in my lifetime. Anybody else got anything to add?
You made a lot of good points. I like what the sister said earlier. If God allowed it to happen, the question is, why did he allow it? And that would be one question. Next question is, what are we going to do about it?
Can I answer what I think about it? You're absolutely right. God has to allow it, and I agree with you when you first said it. It's because, and I'm going to say this here, and I'm our worst critic. I'm the black man's worst defender. I defend the black man to the highest, and I will criticize the black man to the highest. The black man is who God created first, Adam. And he gave us to help meet Eve, the black woman. And God left us in charge, the black man. Moses was talking to everybody, but especially those black men that were standing with him, that they gave the curses and the blessings. We are supposed to be the spiritual head of the family. The black man is. But for some reason, we done lost our way. All this is happening because a black man won't stand up in his true nature that God created him in, made him in, formed him in, raised him up above every nation on the earth. And we done failed. We done went the way of the rest of the earth. Instead of leading mankind, we following along behind. Instead of we was once the head and now we the tail. Anything that happens in a nation, it starts with the man. At one time, the church was full of black men. Now, it's hard to find a black man in a church anywhere. And y'all know I'm telling the truth. Called me and the sister was talking about that the other night. We're not leading our people, our families, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, the way we should be leading. We send a bad example. Instead of setting a God example, we send a bad example for them. We the biggest whoremongers, we the biggest drug users, we the biggest killers. And then it's not what God intended for us to be. Instead of leading righteously, we're leading a bad example. The black man. Now, a few of us do want to be black, real black men. A few of us do. But the majority of us don't. Anybody else got anything to add to this here? Hello?
Yeah, I was still here. I was trying not to talk too much.
No, ma'am, go ahead. Oh, ma'am. Please do.
I was just gonna say, in response to what you're saying about leading the family and so on and so forth, I think before any of that it could ever occur and be done in a way that's gonna build up our community, is first the black man gotta humble himself before God.
That's what I was saying.
Black man is not humbling himself before God. They are trying to be God. Whether you're the best football player, are you the best businessman, are you the best dancer, and I'm just naming a few things that we do. We have this God complex, you know, even within the family. If you happen to be a man with a family and children and a wife, you know, you want to be treated as a God, and you're not God. You know, so one of and you forget about God, the one and true God. So I have found in my experience is that it's a lot of men that don't want to humble themselves before God, and they not doing it at any cost, and it's all about me. That's one thing. And then the second thing is once they humble themselves, which if you truly humble yourself, and that's all of us, because God humbles all of us, if we allow him to. The next thing is that you got to get your own self together and lead your own self into righteousness. Because if you can't lead nobody, if you don't know how to do it yourself, you're all jacked up, but then you want to call yourself leading somebody. Because I've seen some men lead some people into some horrible places.
Amen. Thank you.
Down to the dungeon and underneath, you know. So, yeah, it's some that are leading, but they're not leading the way God would want to lead. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, And like I said, that occurs with us too, because we all have to humble ourselves at some point before the Lord, each individually and collectively. Amen.
You preaching profound truth, lady. Very, very truthful thing. Everything come out your mouth, what's the truth? We want to lead, but we don't know how to lead. You know, we want to be the. We want to elevate. We got to this point to we want to, instead of being a servant of God, we want to do like Satan did. We want to rise above God. We want to be God. You telling the truth? That's why these curses is upon us. It's all in the songs of Moses. You talking what Moses was telling us. Same thing. Humble yourself before the Creator, the one true God. If you continue to be an humble person, these are the blessings that happen to you. If you elevate yourself above God, these are the curses that's going to befall you. You talking Bible. You talking like Moses.
So how do we humble ourselves to the fire?
Ma'am?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were still talking. Go ahead.
Okay.
So I was just going
to
say
this is supposed to be our leaders. They had humbled themselves before the one true God. They trying to replace God with themselves. And like you said, they're leading us below the dungeon. Below the dungeon. I'm glad you see that, because I see you. Okay, now go ahead. You got the flow now.
No. Now, I was just going to ask in relation to how I first came online and heard you and a young lady, how would we, how do we approach it for this coronavirus? We have the coronavirus, and there'll be other illnesses as there have been other illnesses like AIDS and so on and so forth. So how do we approach it, those of us who have somewhat of understanding and still asking God to give us revelation? How do we approach that now and go forward, you know, from this point?
Ma'am, I wish I had the answer. All I can say is a very simple answer to what I have to say about it. Is get on your knees, humble yourself before God. You got the solution. You already gave the solution. Humble yourself before God. Humble yourself is the a creation of the Creator. Don't try to replace Him. Don't try to do that. There's only one God, one. And all the rest of those are creations of that one God. And accept that role He done gave us and roll with it, run with it. I know it sounds simple what I'm saying, but I tell everybody the word of God is simple. Man and God even complicated the word of God. I told Brother Man this the other day, and I told the young lady this the other night. We done complicated this here. We done brought so much confusion, and we done brought so much ourselves into it, so we done defiled, polluted the word of God. The way He wanted us to live is simple. Worship me is the one true God with all the heart, all the strength, all the might. And love your neighbor as yourself. Those two things will get you in the glory if you do that. But we don't want to do that. We want to be God. And I'm going to say it again. Today I die, there's one Creator of all the seen and the unseen. One Creator. We are gods because Jesus said that when He was the Word. We are God. In the 82nd Psalm, I think. And then he said, you want to crucify me in the New Testament? You want to crucify me for saying I'm the Son of a God? And I said, you are God, and I'm the Son of a God. We are sons of God, not God. And accept that role. Enroll, run with it. But what do I know?
Amen.
People with a white man in prison, and I won't call his name, but he was filthy rich. He had more money than Donald Trump and Bill Gates and all of them put together. The day they arrested him, they took $365 million out of his basement. They didn't count the other billions he had in other offshore accounts. And the Treasury Department came to the place that we was at several times. And they wanted me to tell some things. I said, I don't know nothing to tell. I said, what y'all going to do to me? Nothing. You know what they told me? Nothing. So who going to believe a crazy nigga from Mississippi? And that's what they say, a crazy nigga from Mississippi. Who's going to believe you anyway? You know? So Who that money belonged to? Ma'am?
I missed it. Who you said had that money? Who the money belonged to?
The money belongs to a man from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, okay, just a man, a man. Okay, I don't. I was trying to figure if you had
right.
mentioned a name. I didn't know something. Okay, that's fine. Okay, I always wonder what they do with the money though. You find all these millions, and I wonder, okay, where it went?
I don't know.
Wait, you know what I mean when they find all these money for different people? Okay, so what happened with the money? Y'all, I mean, y'all saying it's there, but where is it? What'd you
do with it? They take it, man, and fund and preach him in order to tell you the truth, because he's a military man, too. They fund their black op operations with that money they take from drug dealers. That's what they do.
Okay. Dr. Hunter, you on here?
Ma'am, the car they arrested him in that day, the car they arrested him in was a real car. He had more than $1 million in the trunk of the car that they arrested him. I seen the official paperwork. The money they took from him, I seen it. This wasn't an old man talking. I seen the official paperwork. But it's hard for me. I was telling a young lady this the other night. I'm country. I'm proud I'm country. I'm proud I'm from Mississippi. Don't know how proud I am to be born in the state of Mississippi. Do I like what's going on in Mississippi? No, but God had me born there for a certain reason. Raised up in all that horror in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s. And to this day, they still hanging us down there. A lot of black people still go missing, but I'm still proud to be from Mississippi. But if you got to think I'm crazy, and I'm not. I'm not. I'm crazy enough to serve the one true God. I'm crazy enough to do that.
Amen. Did y'all see on the news the mayor's speech yesterday?
No, ma'am. What was it about?
I only saw a portion of it because I was at work and I happened to be just going into the cafeteria area and saw it. But he was speaking about, you know, the different texts and emails, I guess, been going out about people saying about the National Guard and they're going to shut everything down in 72 hours. And have you been getting those texts and stuff like that?
No, man, I haven't.
You
have,
okay.
With something like this
and they were saying that they're...
Right.
Yeah, they were saying it wasn't. They said that it was not factual. It's not true. It's not going to happen, and so on and so forth. So I was just wondering what you guys thought about, you know, everything that's going on in light of that.
The governor of every state has the power to call in the National Guard. That's what the National Guard was created for, to protect the United States. He has the power to invoke them and call martial law if he wants to. Crazy enough to know that. And there's nothing that they can do about it. If you want to invoke that power, yes, he can do that.
They were saying that Trump was
already here. He just hadn't told them to get in the streets yet and shut things down.
Something.
This is just another test God putting us through, man.
I
believe it. It's just another test. Because it's in the Revelations. He is going to test us in the end days, in the end time. To see who will continue to serve him as a creation of the one true God. This is one of those tests.
Mm-hmm.
told somebody this the other day, and this is a talk show, so I'm talking. If the country virus, and I claim Abraham's life cycle for my life cycle. I said, if you could have seen Abraham's life cycle by another 10 years, I would appreciate that. And the Bible tells me I think he needs to be 175 years old, so I'd have claimed 185 years. And I said, but if this is the way God got to punch my ticket to get up out of here, this is it. I'll continue to serve him until he punches my ticket. No. I'm not going to let this virus scare me. I'm not.
Yeah, got to have peace and just do the best you can and pray and go on.
Amen.
You know, another question, though, about the virus. If it is man-made and it started in China, how it spread it all over the whole wide world so quickly, and how it's hit every, you know, essentially every country, you know what I mean? And
well,
I know people go to and fro, but I just wonder if it was planted in different places at different times.
It could have been like you. It could have been just like that, planted. It could have been. But I know the world, as we live in today, is a lot smaller than it was when I was a child. And I'm saying that by the travel. We got faster planes and jets that get us where it used to take weeks to get to one spot. It takes a few hours. The motor transportation.
This is the thing, though. You know, like with a virus, I get it. I mean, but like with a virus, they say some people are carriers and some people may be carriers. They still trying to figure it out or really telling us what they want us to know. But if some people are carriers and some people get sick, some people don't get sick, some people die, unfortunately, some people get well from the illness. When it would have been first planted, it would have had to been directly planted in among people who would definitely catch it. Let's say more than just one person, because what if the person that it first came in contact with had a very high immune system, and how do we know that that person wasn't, you know, just, let's say, homebound working from home? You know what I'm saying? How is it that all the variables would have had to been from one person would have had to been all there in order for this to spread if we're saying it's one person? You know what I'm saying? How would you know that? I mean...
Well, is this here, you know, when you go into any official thing, who they fill out, they want to know if you're employed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you retire. And they ask their question, do you work from home? They know everything about you. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. They know everything about you. So it's just I think it boils down to this. If it's man-made and it was planted, they know all your information. How when you fill out any paperwork, there's a lot of questions you have to answer, personal questions. And they know who to give the shot to, the virus to. They know who's going to spread it. They ask you how many times even surveys. I take a lot of surveys to occupy my time. How many times you go shopping each week? They ask that question. How many times do you physically go to the store each week?
How old are you? What's your ethnicity?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's it. We give them everything they need to know about us. And before I told Preacher Man this here, I shared it with a young lady the other night. Before I left the hospital, 2 hours before I left the hospital, they gave me the flu shot. And I called Preacher Man, was the only one I was talking to at the time, and I was telling him about that. Chills and the fevers I was having. Okay, I can't stay warm. I got the heater wide open. The furnace wide open. I'm still cold. And I would get up the day that Mimi had to meet me at his house, the night before that meeting, I had to get up and change my clothes 6 times that night. I had sweated out. Had to change sides of the bed. Now that I was sleeping on was soaked. And I went anyway because I gave my word. I would be there. My words are all I own. He's going to make it a heaven or hell before long before I get there. That's your reputation. Long before I get there, excuse me, stammer coming in. It's going to be there. So I got up, frail, weak. The fever had broke, and I went on over there. For 2 weeks, though, preacher man to tell you, I was in bad shape. He was the only one I had to talk to. I hate to burn him like that, but I was in bad shape.
Mm.
They shot me, gave me. And they taught me in school in biology, when they give you a vaccine, they introduce a very minute amount of the virus in you for your system, your immune system, build up an immune to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. So now they gave me a very minute amount of some flu, and my system built up. It took 2 weeks to build it up. But for them 2 weeks, I was in bad shape. Losing weight, couldn't eat, didn't want to eat. I had to force myself to drink a lot of protein shakes. I had 38 pains, and I went over to the preacher's house, and they were sagging off of me. You know, I have a bit of tight as ever go.
Hmm.
2 weeks did a lot of damage to my body. So I'm cool with the flu shots. To make a long story to say that I'm cool with the flu shots.
Hmm.
I pray for America. I pray for the whole world. That's my duty.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that we all, and I know it's not going to happen because the Bible bears me out, we all come back to God.
Amen.
I pray that, but we're not. It says it in the Bible, if not for Jesus stepping in, the very elect would be lost. So I know we're not all going to come back, but that small remnant that we talks about, you always have a success at us somewhere. Somewhere he always have us.
Yeah. Amen. I want to be in that number.
Amen. I want to be counted amongst the saints. Mm-hmm. I do. Do you know how I want to leave here? And I told my daughter that, and I told the preacher man that thing. But my daughter, Mina, talks about this all the time. So I want to be married. The night before I get up and preach one of the strongest sermon I ever preached, I want to make passionate love to my wife. Get in the pulpit and preach a hell-fine sermon that Sunday. Have all my family that'll be around me. And then night sometime, I said, Lord, I'm ready. So I'm done. And lay down like Abraham and the rest of the patriarchs. Then just give up the ghost. That's how I want to leave here. Is it going to happen that way? I don't know. But those are my wishes, to be married. Make love to a woman before I leave here, my wife. That's how I want to leave here. The family gathered around me, have a good time that day. And that night, sometime, just give up the ghost.
Now, people usually make funeral arrangements. Well, not all people. But you done make arrangements for the funeral. You done make arrangements for the death. So that's your thing.
But my daughter, right. Just like this, she said, Daddy, I said, baby, that's how I want to go. I said, the greatest thing, and I'm going to always say it, besides God giving himself to redeem us back to him, was a woman, a black woman. I've always said that, and I always will stand by that. So. So